Widow Miss Muffet sat on the tuffet, eyeing her washing with pride. And along came a spider and sat down beside her and said, "The Ivy Town."
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you a better washing job than any soap on earth, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled Higher Education, and it stars MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Well, how are you there, Mr. Fred?
Well, what book is that you're reading?
Well, this is Einstein's latest, The Mathematical Analysis of Relativity.
Oh, well, I see that we're both interested in figures.
Hand me that new Esquire, will you?
Tell me, how high did you go in school?
Well, I climbed the flagpole once.
No. I mean, did you get as far
well,
as...
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Did you get as far as college?
Not quite.
Did you go to high school?
Well, I don't like to brag, but no. I'm more or less a fugitive from the brain gang.
You certainly are a self-made man.
Oh, really? Well, I'm not going to bother about taking out a patent, I'll tell you this. I'm a self-made man. That proves I had an idiot for a teacher. Hey, you know, as I look back, I'm sorry I didn't take advantage of my chance to go to school.
Well, of course, I'm only your houseboy.
Wait. This guy is so old, he used to referee the bouts for Cain and Abel. No kidding, he used to carry Cleopatra's books to school for him. So I left it alone.
Well, as I started to say, it's never too late to learn.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh. Answer that.
Hello, Red Skelton's residence.
Is Skelton there?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell him to turn on his television set. That crooked politician San Fernando Red is on.
Yes, sir, I will.
What's up?
And so I give you his honor, San Fernando Red.
Thank you. My friends. And you are my friend. Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. In fact, it's a pleasure to be anywhere. I'm a little nervous tonight. I'll be glad when that crime investigating committee gets out of town. Of course, I have nothing to hide. Nothing to hide. I am an open bookie. A book. No one has ever offered me a bribe. No one has ever greased my palm. Whoop, the glass of water just slipped out of my hand there. Now, as I talk to you tonight, I wish that you would make a lot of notes, because I am not going to repeat myself. That is very important. I do not repeat myself. Let me repeat that. I do not repeat myself. Radishes and me get along very well. Tonight I'm going to talk on a very important subject. Something that is dear to all of our hearts. School. I tell you, friends, our school is a mess. I remember when we used to take an apple to the teacher, but nowadays they won't accept them. The teacher's salary is so low, they don't want to get in the habit of eating. Have you paid a visit to your old schoolhouse lately? I tell you, friends, you should. And you are my friend. If the schools get any more run down, the termites are going to have to learn how to eat meat. I wish every parent who has children would go back to school. And it might be a good idea for parents who don't have any children to do the same. There's a brilliant statement. If you could only be made to realize that something should be done about this civic neglect in our beautiful city.
Well, why'd you shut him off?
You know, that's the first honest thing that old windbag's ever said. Get old Connor on the phone, will you? You know, my kids will be going to that same rundown school before long. The same one I went to, and I only went there because my folks thought it was good enough for them, it was good enough for me. Well, sir, I tell you.
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, Rod, this is Red. Come right over. Something important's just come up.
What's wrong, Skelton?
What kept you?
The traffic was a little heavy.
Brother, that's a cut if I ever saw one. Hey, did you hear San Fernando Red what he suggested?
You mean about parents going back to school to see the condition their children are being taught under?
Yeah. What do you say? Shall we?
Yeah. Good. Gee, I'd like to see that teacher I tried to kiss once.
Really?
Boy, she was pretty.
Yeah? You tried to kiss your teacher, huh? What'd she do?
Made me stand in the corner with the rest of the boys.
Hey, did you know that I was in love with my school teacher in the fifth grade?
No.
Of course, nothing ever had developed from it. There was a little slight difference in our ages. She was 21 and I was 32. You know, I think everyone who ever went to school had a romance of some kind. I remember one guy who had 10 girls at one time.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you, Rod. Okay.
There were 10 pretty girls in a village school. Picture 10 pretty bells in a village school. Cute and sweet, short and tall, can a boy love them all? But you can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's greatest thrill was to steal a kiss. Stealing kisses may be fun, but your heart picks on one, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, 1 was a saucy little redhead. The girls grew up, and at 21, the little boy he married, the saucy little redhead. Now there's 1 pretty girl in the village school. Here's what she taught the boys in the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart takes on one, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. You can't marry 10 pretty girls.
These days, it's not so much how you wash your clothes as what you use. Yes, you can use the new no-rinse method, or you can rinse, just as long as you use Tide. That's right. Rinse or not, Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth. Either way, Tide gives you clothes that are dazzling white and sparkling bright. With Tide, your clothes dry soft and fluffy. They smell sweet and clean. They iron smoothly and easily. Yes, and they're clean. Tide gets your whole family wash miracle clean. You see, Tide first gets the dirt out of clothes. Then Tide keeps that dirt suspended in the wash water. When you wring out the water, the dirt goes too. And unlike soap, Tide never leaves dulling soap film. Your clothes come out bright, fresh, dazzling clean. So try Tide. Tomorrow, get the new giant economy size package of Tide. It's more convenient, more economical, saves shopping trips. And remember, Tide was made for your method of washing clothes. For with Tide, you can wash whichever way your heart desires. Whether you wash with rinsing or without, Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, Skelton, here's our old school.
Yeah, you know, it don't look as big as it used to when we were kids. Boy, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Remember in examinations how you used to look over my shoulder at all the answers?
Yeah, and we both flunked.
Yeah.
Huh?
O'Connor, let's go in and enroll.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what have we here?
I was going to ask the same thing about you. We want to enroll in the school.
Oh, I thought you were playing trick or treat.
Yeah.
Here, fill out these registration papers.
Okay.
First, write your name.
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 Yeah.
Stop copying from each other. Just write your name.
Okay, Red Skelton's my name.
You're really Red Skelton?
Yeah, what's wrong with me being Red Skelton?
Nothing, but we all have to go sooner or later. But you're being stubborn about it. What course would you like to take?
Well, I think a course in public speaking would be good for me.
Yeah, well, think of something that would be good for the public.
Yeah.
Have you finished filling out your papers?
Yeah, we're done.
Very well. Have your mother sign on the bottom.
Now, wait a minute. I'm old enough to look after myself, Buster.
A mother's endorsement will always help.
It didn't help Jimmy.
My goodness, what spelling, and for an adult. You must have had some previous education. Did you graduate from college?
Nope.
High school?
Nope.
Grade school?
Nope. Want to try kindergarten?
Kindergarten?
Yeah, but I was expelled for shaving in class.
Very well. Come back in an hour, and I'll tell you if you've been accepted.
Okay.
Say, that guy walking across the playground looks familiar.
Well, here I am.
Now all I gotta do is sit down and wait for the hogs to arrive.
Well, Clem Cadiddlehoppers, I live and breathe.
Well, I wish I could say the same thing.
You know, you're the last person I expected to meet at school.
Really?
How'd you get in?
Who?
How'd you get in?
Through the door. That's a nice question. You sure we ain't reading each other's lines here? When I hear something like that, I begin to worry about my status as the champion moron, you know.
Well, I can't understand how I accepted you as a student when Red and I couldn't make it.
Oh, I'm not a student.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I'm a professor.
How can you be a professor?
A professor, I teach Upalabica.
Upalabica? What's Upalabica?
I don't know, but I'm teaching it.
Well, you can't be a professor. You haven't learned to read or write. You haven't since the last time I saw you anyway, have you?
Well, let's not be insulting. Do you see this pen I got from the morons of America? They gave me this. This is from the head man in Washington. No. Not the one you're thinking of. This? You mean there's more than one?
Yeah? Well, what's it say on it?
Well, if I could read it, they'd take it away from me.
Well, just what are you teaching here?
Well, I'm teaching, name a few subjects you're going to come back to me.
Sociology?
No.
Anthropology? Archaeology?
No, none of them foreign languages. It's modern art. Modern art.
Modern art?
Well, here's one of my latest paintings, if you care to look at it. It's called The Peeping Gopher. See, there he is.
Say, that isn't bad, Clem. It really looks like a gopher.
Yeah, well, it ought to. I use myself as the model. Here's one that might interest you. It's called The Bathing Beauty. I used a live model, one of the Eddie Kaminsky models.
Mm-hmm. It's just a canvas painted green.
Well, she didn't like me. She pulled the shade down. Too fast for him. He didn't get that.
So you teach modern art, huh?
Yeah. This morning, they paint so realistic in my school that this morning the kids painted an apple and an orange and a banana.
Where's the
painting? There it is over there. Right there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of silly when you don't give you the right line.
Yes, it is.
I want to get even with you for last night.
You say you painted an apple, an orange, and a banana? Where is it?
Where were you?
Where is it?
Good night,
folks. We're a little late.
Yes, I painted an apple, an orange, and a... Look, you be Abbott, and I'll be Costello.
Well, where is it?
Where's what?
The apple, the orange, and a banana.
Well, we're back on that again. We got enough of them up here now to open up a fruit stand.
Where is it?
Where's what?
Where's the apple, the orange, and the banana?
I got hungry and ate it.
Well, if you teach art, what are you doing dressed in overalls?
Well, you see, I'm also the groundskeepers, too, you see. I got to get back to mowing the lawn now. I'll see you later.
Well, where's your lawnmower?
I don't need one. I just walk along with my bare feet and trim the grass with my long toenails. Well, back to work.
Well, look what it says on the school bulletin board. All students are invited to the assembly hall to hear Dave Rose and his orchestra play Gypsy Airs, featuring the world's greatest trumpet player, Rafael Mendez.
You know, Tide's the product made to get clothes dazzling clean, whether you use the new no-rinse method of washing clothes or whether you prefer to rinse. Yes, whether you wash with rinsing or without, Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth. Either way, Tide gets clothes sparkling white, dazzling bright. With Tide, clothes dry soft and fluffy, smell fresh and sweet, iron easily, because they're clean, miracle clean. Yes, Tide takes clothes and really gets the dirt out. Then Tide keeps that dirt suspended in the wash water. Wring out the water, the dirt goes too. What's more, unlike soap, Tide leaves no dulling soap film, so your clothes come out shining bright. Tomorrow, get the new giant economy-sized package of Tide. It's more convenient, more economical, save shopping trips. And remember, Tide was made for your method of washing clothes. For whether you wash with rinsing or without, Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth.
Hey, there's our old coach, Weeping J. Newton Numbskull. I gotta say hello to him.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah?
Remember me, Rod O'Connor?
Oh, not skinny, O'Connor.
Yeah.
You sure flabbed up, didn't you? Oh, it's good to see you, though. I listen to you on the air every once in a while, you know. I always did vote you as the student, most likely, too.
You know, it's sure good to see the old school again.
Yeah, but it's not the same anymore. They used to teach reading and writing and arithmetic. Last year, they taught Dianetics. This year, they're teaching Libanetics. You know what that is.
Oh, sure. Libanetics is a science of discursive reasoning formulated to create a more profound sensitivity between collective individuals united to debilitate the cataclysmic phenomenon of life.
Blabbermouth. Well, I better get into the gymnasium, I guess.
Well, what are you so sad about, Coach?
Who's sad? That football team is so sad. 20 years now, and we haven't won one game. We ain't scored one lousy touchdown. I thought this was going to be our year. I thought we would get invited to the Rose Bowl. We didn't even get an invitation to the La Brea Tar Pit.
Well, maybe you don't have good enough players.
All the players are good enough, all right. And Kurt Austin. That fullback's always full. Well, why did I have to be a football coach anyway? Why did I give that pet carefree life as a panhandler? I don't know. My wife left me.
She has?
Yeah, maybe my luck's changing. You play football, boy?
No, ping pong's my game.
Oh, I wish it was mine. I got a headache. I gotta need an aspirin. Oh, my bottle's empty. Oh, well. Maybe the bottle will settle my stomach. You know, our last game, I thought sure that team was going to pull an upset. We were playing Mrs. Gallahooty School for Girls.
You played a girls' school?
Yes, they were the dirtiest players. They kept slugging with their curls on.
Well, who won the game?
Well, they nosed us out. 106-0. Oh, I got a little heartburn. I guess I'll have to take out some fire insurance. Oh, I hate to think of what's going to happen to us when we meet USC.
The University of Southern California?
No, the United School for Crochet. I don't know. We won't win, though. I don't even know why we're going to play. I said to Al Jennings, my quarterback, last week, I said, "What's wrong with you, boy?" I said, "You've been staying out late at night." He says, "No." And I said, "Well, have you been drinking?" And he says, "No." And I said, "Well, have you been running around with girls?" And he says, "No." And I says, "Have you been studying?" He says, "Yes." I says, "Well, it's got to stop." I won't have my men breaking training, you know.
Well, buck up, Coach. I'll see you around.
Well, don't count on it. I'd shoot myself if I wasn't out of season.
Where did Skelton go? Oh, there he is by the registrar's office.
Hey, look who's coming. That mean little kid's mother.
Hiya, Lorraine.
Hello, Red. Rod. Say, you haven't seen Junior, have you? He heard that San Fernando Red on television, and I thought he was kidding when he said he was going to inspect the school.
Well, I haven't seen him.
Hey, look at that statue of General Grant on his horse. Isn't that Junior riding on General Grant's shoulders?
It certainly is!
Come on, Hoppy. Let's ride, George!
Junior! Get down from there this second. Jump and I'll catch you.
Okay, here I come. Whee! Butterfingers.
Oh, Junior, did you hurt yourself?
Yes, I hurt myself.
That's a good boy.
Yes.
And you four are against me, boy. I'm as popular as a Democrat in Ohio right now.
Now, stand still while I brush you off.
Yeah, Yeah, take it easy. What you trying to do, brush me off or rub me out? Can I go back and play with that on that statue of Hopalong Cassidy some more?
Oh, that's not a statue of Hopalong Cassidy.
No?
That's General U.S. Grant, a great American.
Well, he's so great, how come he's not on television?
Darling, General Grant's been dead for a long, long time.
So has Vaudeville, but it's on television. Hey, what's that over there?
Now, never mind. You come with me.
I want to go to school. I've never been to school, and I was all ready. See, look, I bought me books and everything.
Well, what are those books you have under your arm? Well, let me see.
Yeah.
How to mix drinks.
Yeah.
Yearly racing form.
Yeah.
Junior, how many times have I told you to stay out of your father's library? What else do you have?
I got me slingshot and a few homemade stink bombs.
And I suppose you have some tacks for the teacher's chair.
No, that's kid stuff. I got a bear trap.
Now, you see, you're too young to go to school. You don't even know what to do.
Sure, I does. First, you take the teacher a nice, great, big, juicy apple. And then?
Then what?
You let her have it right in the mud.
Come on, now. We're going home.
No, please. Let me go to school.
No.
I hope the stork brings 100 widow kids just like me, all equipped with slingshots. Now, I want to go to school. I want to go to school and get smart. Pop's catching up with me.
Junior.
You let me go to school, I'm going to bang my head on the sidewalk.
Junior! Stop banging your head. You want the city to sue us for a new sidewalk?
Yeah.
Now, look, Junior, I'll tell you what. Huh? I'll take you into the school library and let you look around.
I knew I would get to go.
Here's the library.
Is it it?
Yes, now you have to be quiet in here, Junior. People are trying to study.
They it? Oh, shh, you shall.
Junior, you've got to whisper in here.
Okay, I think I'll go over here and give this fellow a hot dog.
All right, but be quiet about
okay.
it. No, Junior!
Somebody in here's got a slow leak.
I'm ready to hear it. Junior, you go over there and get some of those Mother Goose books and look at the pictures.
Okay.
And don't make any noise.
Okay. Why, that thing needs oil.
Junior!
Well, don't yell. It's against the library rules.
You're the one that's making all the noise, Junior. Oh, what's that paper you've got in your hand?
Well, I wanted to show you this. There's a book up on the shelf that I was interested in. It was too heavy for me to lift, so I was taking it down one page at a time.
What is it?
It's a book on counterfeiting. I thought we'd take it home and give it to Grandpa.
What makes you think your grandpa has any interest in counterfeiting?
Oh, you dreamer, you. He gave me $1 for my birthday, and it took 2 hours to wash the ink off my fingers.
Please, be quiet and go sit down.
Okay. Look at these two men sitting here at the table. Look at them long beards. I wonder what would happen if I tied them together. Well, there's nothing like trying. Now, I wonder what would happen if I scared them. Earthquake! Look at that! One fellow went off with the other fellow's beard. Goodness me, goodness. Let's see, page 43, anybody?
May I have...
Brother, when I cut him, I cut him. You want to know where we are? Just look anywhere and read. Things like this happen, throw in a commercial.
Junior, really, you should be ashamed.
Why?
I've tried to give you everything. All my hopes and my dreams are shattered. My life is a shambles that can never be rebuilt.
Oh, goodness, now that you've found your place, let's not get sickening about it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying good night now, and thanks for listening.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that whether you wash with rinsing or without, Tide does a better wash day job than any soap on earth.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. This is a copyrighted feature.